How many of you believe inclusion is more important than diversity? Hand. Okay. Come on. Okay, I'm going to ask again. You have a choice. Which one's more important? Is diversity more important? Raise your hand if you think diversity is more important. Or if you had to focus on one over the other, would you focus more on getting diversity in? Or would you focus on inclusion? Hands. Right answer. Yeah. No, there is no right or wrong answer, really. Let me just say this. Your culture is so critically important. Have you heard that saying, culture can eat your strategy for breakfast? It can eat your strategy. It can eat your transformation. It can eat your innovation. It can eat everything that you're working on. And if you don't focus on how people feel when they work in your organization, and it doesn't mean physically in your building, but just working in your organization, if you're not focusing on that and you're putting all this energy in that first bullet that Chafika had up on recruiting, people aren't going to stay.
Right.
And you all have heard this term, the great resignation, right? It's really the great awakening, where people had a chance for the last 2 years to determine, I'm going to dictate where I work. And I'm not going to put up with a leader who doesn't value me. I'm not going to put up with an organization where I don't feel like I belong. So focus on your culture. It's so important. And at Vizient, we have, like Karen mentioned, we have four values. They're be bold, be accountable, be inclusive, and be purposeful. Those are our four values. Everybody that works at my company know them. Figure out what your values are. Don't get 10 or 8 because nobody's going to remember them, right? Get 3 to 5 values that everybody can remember. It needs to be sticky so that people can remember it. Just last week at Vizient, we had a culture week. And every week, we focused on one of our values. So Monday, we had Be Bold. We brought in Adam Grant to tell us how to be bold. On Tuesday, we brought in Maya Shankar to tell us how to be accountable. On Wednesday, we brought in Michael Bush, who is the CEO of Great Place to Work, which we actually got a recognition this year. We're number 56 on the list. Yay for us. And then on Thursday, we were really like bold, and we brought in the speaker, Jesse Itzler. I don't know if you all ever heard of him. If you're ever looking for a speaker that will shake your organization up, Jesse Itzler will do that. And he talked about being purposeful. We focused so much on culture, and they started doing this before they brought me in. And I love the fact that we have a place where people want to work. So now I can put this plan in place, bring diversity in the door, and people want to stay because they love working for the company. So focus, focus, focus on your culture. If you're not doing culture work along with your DEI work, you're just not going to make it very far.
Yeah, and I think diversity, equity, inclusion can be infused into all Absolutely. Of those key culture components. And it should, right? And that kind of goes back to the point of what both of you said of it has to be connected with your business strategy and your culture. Because for each of the culture points that you raised, there's diversity, equity, and inclusion components.
Can I add one more thing?
Please.
Talking about culture, when our CEO created this position, the consultant, Chafika there, I think, actually said you need to hire from within. So they did not post this position outside of Frost because our culture is so important. And unless you have someone that actually lives, feels, and breathes the culture, the position, first of all, would not be successful. And the whole bringing into Frost core values, this pathway would not be successful. And so they took a lot of time thinking through this position, thinking through the job description, what kind of person they needed to be in this position. And so it was only internal. We had, I think, 13 or 14 candidates internally that applied. And I think out of the 10, three or four went to the CEO, but they were very intentional about how they would hire for this position.
Yeah, I think culture is crucial. I really love Monica. I've never heard that before, that culture can eat your strategy for breakfast. But next time I do this presentation, I know there's a meme out there with like a little Pac-Man.
No,
I bet there is.
Is
it Pac-Man?
Yep, yeah, there it is.
I thought that's what I envisioned in my head, is Pac-Man eating up your strategy.
Yep.
But that's a good one. Okay. So how about this? Who does it? Who does DE&I? And I think that there's a common misconception that it's just ladies like you or just people in your position, right? But who is responsible for diversity, equity, and inclusion? an organization.
So I'm going to answer it in two parts because I want to respond to what Karen just said. And I get it, right, hiring from within. Just make sure, though, that when you hire somebody and they found the right person in Karen, that you hire somebody who knows how to do this work. Because often what we think is just because you have brown skin or because of the way your body is made or because of your lived experience or your passion that you can do this work. We would never put someone in a position as CFO or CIO just because of their passion or the color of their skin, right? You need a certain skill set and an understanding to lead something as important as this. So let me just start by saying that. But who's responsible? Everybody has to be responsible for this work, right? I think, and we said that, I said that a little earlier. If it doesn't start at the top, not going to work. Not going to work. We talk about in the diversity space this concept of the frozen middle. A lot of times it's good. Your CEO may get it. Your the head of your organization may get it because they realize that it's going to make the company better because they can look at the research. And those who report to the CEO or the head of the organization know, I got to get on board because my CEO is saying I have to get on board. So they may get on board and they may talk a good game. But it's usually that frozen middle, the people who are responsible for just the widget counting and getting the work done. They're like, you know, you want to talk about this stuff, go ahead, but I got to get the work done. That's where the work usually gets stuck, at that frozen middle. And you have to spend the time making the case to your middle managers that this is important work, right? And it's not, I don't even think we should relegate it to DEI work or the soft skills work or HR. If you want to lead a group of people,